Today on We Really Like Musicals and We Have Opinions About Them, so we made this podcast to tell you our opinions about them, parentheses the musicals. We're talking about Grease. Grease is the word. And here are some other words. Ram-a-lam-a-lam-a-ca-ding-a-ding-dong-shoo-bop-shoo-wada-wada-yippity-boom-da-boom-chang-chang-chang-a-dee-chang-shoo-bop-dip-da-dip-da-dip-doo-wop-da-doo-be-doo-boogity-boogity-boogity-shoo-bity-doo-wop-shee-boop-shun-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na- Musicals, jazz hands. I told you I should have shortened that.
Nope, keep it. Keep the whole thing.
Oh my gosh, I butchered it too. That's the thing.
did you say them all wrong?
I said them. I said most of it right.
No, then it's fine.
You know, when you sing it, it sounds cool. When you say sha na 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 yippity dip di doom.
Well, also when it sounds like you're reading it.
Oh, did it? I hope
nope,
no one
sounded
noticed.
Really memorized.
Oh, hey, is that you, Elise?
Oh,
I thought you were going away to Australia.
Oh, is that your John Travolta impression?
Let's say it's my Danny impression. If I were to play Danny Zuko, if Broadway called me and they said we need a Danny. They said, we need a Danny. I would say, I got one right here. Yeah, I would say, shanana yippity doop de doom.
And they'd say, you're hired.
They'd say, you're the one that I want.
Oh, yeah, that's better.
Well, hey, guys, welcome to We Really Like Musicals and We Have Opinions About Them. So we made this podcast to tell you our opinions about them, parentheses, the musicals. Today, I mean, if you didn't catch on, we're talking about Grease, aka High School Musical, the prequel. Thanks at Vickers Andrew for that alternate title, which is very appropriate because, as we talked about on our actual High School Musical episode, and maybe Elise, you can explain this better. Well, maybe not. Let me just try.
You got this.
High School Musical was supposed to be a sequel to Grease. Why was that so hard for me to say?
I don't know. I think you're just thinking about
maybe
it.
Maybe I need
hard.
To be Danny. High School Musical was supposed to be still messed it up.
It just sounds like a New York mobster or something.
Yeah, I think this is a set in Chicago. I don't know. Where is this?
Close enough. I don't even know.
I think it's supposed to be Chicago, but I don't know what a Chicago accent sounds like.
Chicago.
Yeah.
So that's basically it.
Hey, Sandy.
You got it right.
Hey, Sandy. You just wants to go to the dances with me? You just add S to everything. Everything's plural in Chicago.
You also sound a little bit illiterate.
Shoobity wop de wop. Maybe that's why they said all those words at the end. They were
that's
actually
all they could learn.
They were actually saying real words, but it just came out like that. Dip de dip de doo wop de boop de boop.
I hope that's one of the facts.
It is. Rate it.
10.
Yay.
Nope. 11.
She gives me 11s.
No, back to 10.
Oh, okay. Back to reality. Oh.
Oh.
Anyways, so Grease. It's the word. Let's be
hey,
honest.
Hey, I'm Elise.
I'm a Grease. Oh, never mind. I'm James.
No, I'm just trying to introduce myself. That's all.
Okay. That's fine.
Okay, glad we got that out of the way.
That's Elise. I'm James. Okay.
Moving on. Sorry, I interrupted your flow. I just want to make sure I got that out there.
I don't know if I had a flow going. Oh, I was saying, Grease is the word, obviously. Mm-hmm. It's the word of the musical. It's the word for today.
What?
Just specifically
oh,
as
like
we record.
Word of the day.
It's the word of the day.
Gotcha.
It's not like, no, it doesn't define the culture of 2017.
That's what I thought you...
Nope, for sure not. It's a movie made in the 70s about the 50s. So, obviously, you hear that and you go, top grossing film of the year? Yes, it was. What? Yeah. Was this your first time seeing Grease? We haven't discussed this.
No. Was it yours?
No. We've both seen Grease. Glad we established that.
How many times have you seen it?
A lot. But but I was much younger when I saw it. I dated a girl that wanted to watch it pretty much every day.
Oh, wow.
Grease was the word, and the word I said to her was, break up?
Yikes.
But how many times have you seen it?
Probably only twice.
So you're not super familiars.
Yeah, I'd say that. I mean, I thought I was until I watched it, and then I was like, I don't remember that throughout the whole entire thing, so.
For people who have not seen Grease, Elise, this is weird. We've never had a musical that rhymes with your name.
That rhymes? Yeah, I know.
So, Elise, tell me about the Grease. Before we get into how Grease affected us emotionally and personally and spiritually.
Oh, boy.
I think we need to talk about the plot. I need you to say what had happened.
And then I can throw it over to you, correct?
Yeah, so we're trying this new thing. Basically, when we summarize the plot, we switch it back and forth. Elise tells you a little bit, teases you with a little bit of information. Then she throws it over my way. I juggle it around, then lob it back her way like a hot potato.
This is very descriptive.
Thank you.
For such a simple thing that we're doing.
I think people, you know, the beauty of a podcast is you're allowed to build word pictures. You know? Just like that great one I just made.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. That was very eloquent.
Yeah.
Okay, so what had happened was we got this girl, we got this boy. They like each other. They're smooching on the beach. She says, I gotta go. He says, see ya. And then they did see each other again because they go to the same school now because she did not go for reasons that I do not know. Your turn.
Yeah, she was supposed to go to Australia, and then I guess her parents were like, JK, we're following your BF.
Yeah. Which, yeah, I'm sure they did that on purpose.
But yeah, so we have this girl. Is she one of the greasers? Is she one of the preppy kids? You know, does she like jocks? Does she like mechanics? I don't know. She's trying to figure it out. Her boyfriend, Danny. I say boyfriend, but
yeah.
I mean, is he embarrassed of her? Maybe for a little while. He's got to deal with that. That's something this couple has to work out. Your turn.
What? You told nothing more of the plot.
Shh. Just take it. Just take it and accept it.
Okay. You're the one that's familiar.
I was exploring the state of the character's emotions.
Wow, that's not what this segment is about. So anyways, they picking up where I dropped off. Mm-hmm. They now go to the same school together, and people are like looking at them and they're making fun of her, and she goes to a sleepover and they're like, you're weird. And she's like, no, I'm not, but she is. And then your turn.
And then it's weird because like basically Danny and her get in a fight, but then it's like, everything's okay. Because you kind of feel like the movie's going to be about them splitting up. And then, like, halfway through, they're pretty much together. And then you're kind of like, why am I watching the rest of this? You know?
Which part are you talking about?
Well, like, they go to the diner together, and he's kind of embarrassed of the girl again, and she's like, I don't even know. I don't know if I was paying attention.
The 86 times you watch this?
Yeah.
And then there's this whole other subplot with the girl, Frenchie. And she dropped out of school to go to beauty school. Mm-hmm. And for some reason, we talk about that for a long time in the movie. I don't know why.
Hey, because, you know, Frenchie's a cool cat.
And I guess we just needed that beauty school dropout song.
Yeah.
So we just had to slide that in with, like, all the white heaven angels.
Yes.
Whatever that was.
White heaven angels.
Yep. That's what I meant to say. Your turn.
You didn't add anything either.
Yeah, I talked about the beauty school drop-off thing.
Drop-hop?
Drop-hop.
Let's see. There's this girl named Rizzo. She gets pregnant, apparently. Mm-hmm.
But then, psych, she's not.
Yeah. I wasn't really paying attention. Is that what happens?
Yes. Yeah, at the very end, she's on the little thing. What's that thing called?
The pill.
Nope. She's on the thing at the carnival that goes up and down and around.
Ferris wheel.
Yeah, Ferris wheel. And he's like, get off that thing because you're expecting. And she was like, no, I'm not.
I just wanted you to be all jealous. Is that what it was? Jealousy?
No, I mean, she thought she was pregnant and then.
Oh. I really should have paid more attention.
I don't think you were watching this at all.
And, you know, whatever. We covered enough plot. So let's take a break here because I want to say, and this is just a blanket statement. I'll say it once so I never have to say it again. But I hate the pacing of this movie. I like a lot of the music.
What do you mean?
Well, I like a lot of the music. I like a lot of the plot. I just feel like they take forever to develop things. And so, like, it's just the reason I sound like I didn't pay attention is because a lot of it I was zoning out. Because I was like, can we get to the next thing? So the pacing of it just for me was like, no thanks. Doesn't mean it's a bad movie. I just
think we have like a lot of subplots.
But I think that's really the thing. Like, what is the main plot?
That's the thing. I don't know.
It's just kind of a bunch of high schoolers figuring out life together.
I just don't really feel like you come to love any of them.
I certainly didn't. Actually, no, that's not true. I kind of like Frenchie. I feel like Frenchie's kind of like this kind of weird. She's just trying to do the right thing, but she just can't quite do it. So I'm rooting for Frenchie.
Okay. I'll support that.
Thank you. You know how I kind of felt about the movie.
Mm-hmm.
What's your feelings toward this movie? Emotionally, how did it punch you?
I don't feel like it punched me. You know, we had some alternate titles that were submitted about, like, you know, what not to do and feminism and such.
Yeah.
I'd say that I don't love a lot of the ideas in the movie.
The themes.
I do feel like... Yeah, and I mean the fact that, like, all of the guys are awful and all of the girls are awful.
Well,
it's just...
Can I say this, though?
You can.
The writer of this actually was tired of movies being made where you had this dirty guy and the sweet girl comes along and he's like, oh, now I'm going to be sweet so I can get with the cute girl. Because he felt like that wasn't realistic. And so he actually made this movie to basically break through that barrier and say, what happens if this cute girl comes along and she just ends up being one of the greasers and one of the, you know, bad kids? So I don't think the message was necessarily, hey, you should do this. It was just more like somebody being tired of movies that were unrealistic.
But
it's
just,
still bad. Yeah, it's still not a good moral.
I mean, I think it's kind of just like a fun movie. So like emotionally, I feel numb.
Yeah, that's kind of how I am. I think a lot of the songs are really fun. So speaking of songs, let's get to songs. Let's talk about the songs because this is...
Let's do it.
I mean, it's a musical podcast. I'm not going to lie. We're not going to hide that from you guys. We really like musicals.
Doesn't hide it at all.
So let's talk about music. Do you have a least favorite song?
We're starting with least favorite?
Elise for Grease. Elise for Grease.
Okay. I would say my least favorite is the first one called Grease.
You mean like the very beginning?
Yeah.
Like the opening theme song?
Yeah.
And we can be who we are. I don't know the words, obviously.
Yeah, I don't know any of it.
Even though, you know, I hummed a lot of that, and then I added words at the end. Still don't even know if those were the right words.
I would let you know if I knew.
But then they go, Grease is the word. Grease is the word. It's the place. It's
so you like
emotion.
That one.
No, I don't. I think that tonally it doesn't fit the rest of the songs.
That's what I think.
Most of the songs are the 50s sounding, and this one is like 1978. It's like disco, and it wasn't actually a song that was part of the original musical because it was a stage musical in like the early 70s, and it didn't get to be a movie until 78. So I think they were just like, hey, we need a cool song to make people come see this movie. It doesn't fit. And the director didn't like it either. He didn't like this song.
Oh, why not?
All the reasons I just said. He did felt like it didn't fit.
Well, why didn't he cut it out?
They thought it was a smart move.
Well, I didn't like it.
Yeah, well, you're not alive in 1978 either.
Huh?
If this was 1978, you might be like, I dig that groovy song. They didn't say groovy in 78. Whatever.
I don't know what they said in 78.
They said Greece? Police.
I don't think they said that. All right, what's your least favorite song?
My least favorite song is There Are Worse Things I Could Do. This is the one Rizzo's basically having her solo.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
And not a huge fan of her voice.
No. I knew you were going to say that.
Like, not just was the tone kind of odd, but I feel like a lot of the pitches weren't very good either.
Also, is she like 40
yeah.
in this movie?
A lot of the cast was much older than teenage.
None of them look like they need to be.
Absolutely not. I think John Travolta was 23. Nobody quote me. Remember, this is the show that brings you facts any 9-year-old could look up on IMDb.
And we're not perfect.
We are not perfect. So maybe he was 23. And I want to say the girl that played Rizzo, who her name is, it's a weird name. It's like,
Stocking, I remember seeing
Stalker,
it. Yeah,
Stockard.
Stockholm.
Stockard.
I'm pretty Stockard sure it's Stockard.
Channing. I know her last name was Channing.
Yeah, Channing. That's right.
Yeah, I believe Stockard Channing was in her late 20s, I think.
She definitely looked like she was like 41.
Yeah, I think the oldest teenager in the movie was 33. And there was one guy where like the principal was yelling at him. It was the guy, I forget what his character's name was, but he's basically like, I'm not going to take her crap. And then she like says a bunch of stuff to him and he's like, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
That guy looked like he was the same age as the principal.
Yeah, 100%. He was 50.
Yeah, for sure.
That's crazy. Anyways.
Anyways, my least favorite song. Yeah, Rizzo singing that song. Just not.
Stockard Channing.
Yeah, not a fun song. I think a lot of these songs people know if you haven't even seen the movie.
Mm-hmm.
That is not one of them.
Don't you think it could be a better song if it just wasn't her singing it?
Maybe. I would really like to see the stage play version of this. The original musical was specifically made to be very vulgar, and they toned it down for Broadway, and then they toned it down even more for the movie, which is shocking because I feel like as a musical in the 70s, this was probably kind of controversial.
Yeah, I would think.
So it's just shocking to me that it's actually even toned down more than it was. I mean, more, you know what I mean. But I would like to see the original version, and I'd also like to see the like revivals of it for Broadway and stuff, because I feel like there's more songs, and a lot of songs in this were like written specifically for the movie. I'd like to see the musical play version.
Are they still doing that?
Let's say yes.
Okay.
So what's your most favorite song? Most favorite? What's your favorite song?
Favoritest.
Favoritest song.
My favoritest song is You're the One That I Want.
You are the one I want.
Because it's the one that, honey, even though I haven't seen this movie in like years and years, I always sing that song forever.
Like when you're at the grocery store and you see like the chips you want. You point at it.
The chips that I want.
They're like testing out the fruit. And you like roll over the apple and it doesn't have any bruises on it. And you're like, you're the one that I want.
I'm telling you.
Or you're looking through all the bottles of honey.
Yep.
Honey.
Honey. Yep, that's exactly right. It's like, you know.
Oh, by the way, do you like my leather jacket?
Yep.
I wore it specifically for this episode.
And you greased your hair back, too.
Mm-hmm. Does it look good?
Nope.
Okay, moving on. My favorite song, I think, is the very first, what I would say, actual song of the movie. Not Grease.
Oh, good. Thought you were going to say Grease.
No. Summer Nights. I really like that song.
Yeah.
But let me
That's
tell you why.
Second I, favorite.
Let me tell you why I like it.
Tell me more.
I think I like it because of the SNL bit with Jimmy Fallon and Tina Fey singing this.
I don't think I've seen that.
I think that was like the season finale of one episode or or one season. And they just pretty much do it. Like, they do this song and they don't really make any jokes or anything. They just perform it.
What?
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah, I think there might be a few jokes, but for the most part, it's just them singing this song. But I was like, this is cool.
I mean, it's a classic.
Yeah. It's also really, it's done really well. Like, just, it's very iconic looking with the girls at the, like, cafeteria tables and the guys on the bleachers. It's a fun song.
It really is. I agree. No one's fighting you on that.
I feel like you're just pushing back so hard.
You're like, come on, it's a good song.
Summer nights. I hardly know her nights.
Oh.
Oh, also, Grease Live. I watched Grease Live way back in the day. I think Fox did it. It was on Netflix for a while, I believe. It's very well done. It actually makes me like the opening song, Grease, more. Just the way it's done, it feels more appropriate for the movie. But Summer Nights is also really well done in that version as well.
Hmm.
Check it out, y'all.
One song that was interesting to me was Hopelessly Devoted, because I know for a fact that I know that song. Or I don't know, knew that song, but I don't know if I ever like realized it was from Grease. I don't know how I know it, but it was one of those songs where I was like, what? Yeah, I know this.
Yeah, I didn't remember it being in Grease either, but but when it started, I was like, yeah, I definitely know this one. Actually, that brings me to a good point. Do you want to rate my facts?
Yep.
All right, let's play the theme song.
Rate my fact.
And that's a fact.
Guys, this is a segment where basically I give a bunch of F-A-C-T's. If I'm smelling? If I'm spelling correctly. What am I talking about?
You didn't pass your A-C-T's. You F'd your A-C-T's.
Oh, boy. So, anyways, I give a bunch of facts. Elise says, hey, James, great job researching or greasearching this movie. Or she says, bad job, didn't like the fact. So this first fact, this first fact has to do with Hopelessly Devoted. The song was actually written and recorded after the movie had wrapped. They just felt like Olivia Newton-John needed her own song. And it was actually the only song nominated for an Academy Award that year. It was the only Academy Award nomination that the movie Grease received. It was for that song. And it was like an afterthought. Rate my fact, please.
That's interesting. Because why? I mean, why would they, you know, the movie's done. Why would they go back and be like, hey, let's add more work?
I'm not going to guess why they did it.
I want you to guess.
Okay, if I had to guess, it's because Olivia Newton-John was probably a big star, and they wanted to give her a song where she was more in the spotlight. That's my guess.
I'm going to rate that an 8.
Yay.
Rate it an 8.
8 my fact. We haven't said that in a while.
Yeah.
A lot of our catchphrases. So guys, let's just say them all right now. Spoil little babies. Dead do. Is that it?
No, that's not it. Hold on. Let me think.
Guys, catch up on all the eps. You'll get to know all these catchphrases.
Oh, there goes gravity.
Back to reality.
Is that a catchphrase or not?
I don't know. Anyways, let's move on. Thank you for the 8. I really appreciate it. I'm going to try to do better next time, which is right now. So Rizzo, Stockard Channing, all her hickeys in the movie were real. her co-star was like, I'm gonna give you these hickeys, and she was like, go for it, bro.
Like, really her co-star, or
like really her co-star, I believe.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. That's weird.
It's method acting.
Okay. I'll give that a 7.
Just because it makes you feel uncomfortable?
Yeah, it's weird.
It is kind of weird. Like, why would they do that?
Right.
Maybe they couldn't afford makeup? And she was like, I need hickeys now. And he was like, how about a hickey from Kaniki?
Was that why you told that fact? Because you wanted to do that rhyme?
No, it's a fun rhyme, though. I'm glad it happens in the movie. I gave it a little chuckle.
Oh, okay, good.
Just a little one. Nothing perverted.
Well, now you made it weird.
So, next fact. Speaking of Kaniki, In the stage version, Kinnicky actually sings Greased Lightning, but for the movie, John Travolta insisted that Danny sing it because he wanted his own song. He was like, get out of the way, Kinnicky. I'm singing all about this Greased Lightning.
What a big star. I don't know. I mean, that's kind of, it's kind of bold.
Yeah. Kind of a jerk thing to do, right?
A little bit, right?
I think so. Yeah, it's a jerk thing to do, but also I don't care. It's not like I was missing Kinnicky in that song.
That's
I hate
true.
His name, too. I hate saying Kinnicky. I feel like a stupid idiot, like pronouncing the word Knights of the Round Table wrong. I know that's several words, but you know what I mean. Like if I was like to say Knight. Or like, I'm going to cut things with my knife. I feel like that's how I feel when I say Kinnicky.
You don't have to say it that way. I'm going to give that a 7.
Ooh, the same as the hickey fact. The infamous hickey fact. Every time you give a 7 now, I'm going to be like, ooh, the same as the hickey fact.
No! Okay, I'll try to use it sparingly.
Okay, so next fact. I don't know if this counts as a fact, but I found it interesting. So in the decades following the film's release, a conspiracy theory circulated that Sandy actually drowned at the beginning of the movie, and the rest of the film is a near-death vision.
Don't give up.
So that's why people think the car flies away at the end of the movie, is it's her ascending into heaven.
Let me make sure I've got this right.
Yeah, because I messed it up.
Because I got a little confused on the ride there. You're saying that people think that it was her vision.
Yes.
That all this stuff happened.
Yeah.
And she just somehow drowned in the ocean.
Yeah. They were sitting on a rock, you know. The waves were pretty high. Almost knocked them in. Maybe it did. Maybe it did knock them in.
If it was a vision, why were there so many subplots?
Let's say Sandy has a good imagination, even when she's dying.
See, I don't believe it. I don't think there'd be that many subplots.
Then you explain to me why the car flies away at the end.
because it was... Remember the that one guy with the face, and now he had a car with like the fire coming out of the back.
Oh, I know that well. Yes,
I
was paying attention to that part. I said
you really don't know what I'm talking
about. I
said
a car with fire. That's like the Batmobile.
So no, you don't know.
I do.
Okay.
100% honest right now. Hey yo, look at me over here telling the truth over here.
Use
goes on with your answers.
So it's hard to do. See, now I don't even know what I was saying.
The car flying away. Craterface said.
Yeah, so I think that, you know, they were alluding to the fact that technology was advancing. And so at the end, the car, you know, the flames helped it go up into the space.
Into the space.
I mean, I don't think it went through the ozone layer. I just think that it was cruising up near the clouds for a bit.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen, you know, Aladdin and Jasmine? A Whole New World.
Uh-huh.
It's like that. They're floating around.
It's their magic carpet?
Yeah.
That's dumb.
I mean, I didn't say it was smart, but I'm just explaining that I think that's why that happened.
So what'd you give that fact? Is that a fact? It's a fact about a theory.
Oh.
But you don't agree with the theory, so I guess.
I didn't rate it.
Yeah.
I think that theory is very dumb.
I kind of like it.
Because, like I said, there's all these subplots, and so that doesn't make any sense.
Well, have you ever almost died before? Maybe you think about other people's lives.
No.
Maybe if you were drowning, you'd be like, what if a person I never knew was dropping out of beauty school?
I just think... I would be more like, I'm dying.
She was like passed out. It's hallucination.
Yeah, but I think my own life would flash before my eyes. It wouldn't be like this vision.
I don't think you've been there. I don't know. I think I'm going to laugh myself to death when you wake up from a coma one day. And I say, what were you picturing the whole time you were in a coma? And you say, the plot of Grease.
Wait, why do I sound like Bill Cosby when I wake up from a coma?
I think you know.
No, I don't want to know.
I don't want to know. Da-da-da-da-da. I don't want to know.
I don't want to know.
I don't want to know.
Oh, help.
No more facts, but I do have a list of fact or fake. Is that a list? Yeah. Hmm. Do you want to play fact or faked is what I'm saying.
I do.
Play that theme song.
Fact or faked.
That's a fact, baby. So basically for this section, we do a little game. And it's called fact or faked. I give a list of facts, but one of them's fake. And Elise tries to guess which one is the outcast, the liar, the dirty little fib.
Misfit.
Which one is the one she doesn't want?
You're the one I don't want.
So are you ready to guess which one is fact, which one is faked? Just say yes.
Yeah.
So this first fact. They were thinking of making the whole movie animated. They decided against it, but kept the opening credits animated as a tribute to the original idea. That's the first fact.
Okay.
Second fact. The cast chewed about 5,000 pieces of bubblegum a day. That is your second fact.
Okay.
Third fact. Elvis had originally written the opening song, but his song was scrapped when producers approached the Bee Gees to compose a song due to their success in the film Saturday Night Fever. Those are your three facts. So we have... It could have been animated. Mm-hmm. 5,000 pieces of bubblegum. Mm-hmm. And the original song was actually Elvis.
What song?
The Grease song. Well, it wouldn't have been Grease then. He had written a song for the opening, but the Bee Gees had done so well with the movie Saturday Night Fever that the producers were like, hey, we need those guys.
All right, let's talk this through.
Let's do it.
First one. What is that one again?
They wanted to make it a little cartoon.
Oh, right. So... That sounds interesting. Is it true? I don't know. Could it be? Could be. So that's all I have to say about that one.
I feel like that happens a lot. You're like, let's talk this through. Does it sound true? It could be. Is it true? I don't know.
Yeah, I think that's a common theme. All right, number two, bubblegum. Now, see, something that you could do is be like, it wasn't 5,000, it was 4,300.
You always say I would change the facts like that, and I never do.
Because you used to, and I'm never going to let you live it down. So you could have changed the number on that. And then our third one is that Bee Gees Elvis thing. And I don't know enough about who was popular at what times and with what films.
So I'm going to ask you to pick one then.
I mean, it goes against my gut, but...
Your gut butt?
Okay.
Oh, sorry.
I'm gonna pick the first one.
You think the movie was not supposed to be animated ever?
That's what I think.
Bark.
Really?
Sorry. Yeah, no, they actually...
Dang it.
They wanted it to be animated, but just decided that was a bad idea. But they kept the opening titles animated.
Why would they want to animate it?
You know, I don't know. Maybe they just thought like a musical, an animated musical would be an original thing at the time.
I just don't even know who that would appeal to.
I don't really even like the opening credits. I think as a kid, I was like, whoa, cartoon. And then watching it this time, I was like, this feels a little childish.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
Yeah. But I mean, I guess that was popular. Like the National Lampoon stuff was really popular in the late 70s and like Mad Magazine. I guess it kind of fits, like, a lot of comedies were probably doing that sort of thing, but I just feel like it looks kind of silly right now.
But, I mean, their goal wasn't really comedy as much as it was being a musical.
I don't know, but it's a funny musical. I actually think they tried to balance that out too much. I wish it was more of a musical and less of, like, a comedy, drama, whatever.
What did you find so funny?
I didn't say it was so funny.
Well, what seemed comedic?
Well, some of the banter, some of the vulgar banter. I was like, ha, what if kids talked like that in high school? Those crazy kids.
They do.
They do?
Check out high school sometime. Yeah, they do.
You know what? We never talked. We just had the eclipse and we never talked about it on the podcast.
Why? Oh, because of the total eclipse of the sun?
Yeah, with Little Shop of Horrors. I feel like we should have addressed that and we never did.
Well, on what episode? Because no one has watched Little Shop of Horrors.
Well, they need to.
I agree.
Stop listening about Grease right now and just go watch Little Shop of Horrors.
Stop listening about Grease.
Okay. Made me sound like an old grandpa. Anyways, that was wrong.
Yeah, no, I got that. And you always like to repeat that many times.
And the cast did chew about 5,000 pieces of bubblegum a day, so that was also correct. The incorrect one was, I totally made it up that Elvis had written in a song originally.
That's what my gut said, but then my heart said no.
But you said your gut said yes. No, you said you were going against your gut.
Yeah, I said I was going against
my gut. I just didn't know you were going with your heart.
Well, I don't know. I don't know the difference, but basically something was telling me to go with the third answer and something said no.
No.
So
you were hopelessly devoted to that first answer.
I mean, I guess, but I don't even care that much. Just was trying my best.
Gotcha.
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah, I admit it.
You know, that's the first step in the right direction.
Admitting it?
Mm-hmm.
That I was wrong?
Yep.
I thought the first step was admitting you have a problem.
Nope. Admitting you're wrong. To me.
Yikes. Everyone has to admit they're wrong to you.
Yep. Everybody take out your phones. Get out your Twitters.
You gotta get a lot of phone calls.
Probably.
Are you a priest?
Priest is the word. Okay.
Okay.
If you had to pick somebody to replace Danny Zuko, what would be your dream cast? And I feel like I know the answer to this already.
What do you think you know?
I think you're going to say Zac Efron.
How'd you know?
I just, you know, movie has High School Musical written all over it.
I mean, it kind of does.
Yeah.
It kind of does. But also, I think that I almost called him Johnny.
John Travolta
kind of reminded me of Zac Efron a little bit because they play that same cool guy role.
You know what I mean? Do you find him attractive?
John Travolta?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I couldn't tell. I couldn't tell, like, because, you know, that's not what I'm into. So I was just, watching
and clear.
It. Well, at one point I saw him smile and I thought, that's a lot of teeth in that mouth.
Was it the part when he turns around over his shoulder?
Maybe, and he kind of
gives the camera a little wink.
He kind of goes, I think that's in Summer Nights. They have that moment where it's like,
What is it like? I think he kind of does like that, like fake laugh. He's like,
He does that a lot. Like when he accidentally elbows Sandy in the car when he's trying to get his ring off.
Yeah, he can't get over that.
I couldn't either.
He can't get past it.
I thought that was funny. That was like the most genuine moment the character had.
That's like the only part in the whole movie that I remembered from watching it 8 years ago.
Was a dude elbowing Sandy?
Yeah.
What do you think about that song? Where he's alone at the drive-in?
I mean, just so dramatic.
That's where he's like, I sit and wonder why. That makes me laugh. I don't know if it's supposed to make you laugh, but it makes me laugh.
I don't know either.
And also, near the end, he's like sitting on a swing set, and I could not pay attention because in the background on the screen, just like a hot dog bun and a hot dog fighting. And it ends with like the hot dog jumping into the hot dog bun. And I was just not paying attention to the song.
Isn't that just like the opening to the movie?
Maybe, but it was distracting for me. What were we talking about?
We're talking about the drive-in song.
Yeah, but what were we talking about before that?
Who you'd replace as your dream
that's
cast.
Right. Yeah, so you would pick
Who would be your Danny?
It's a good question. That's why I asked if you found John Travolta attractive, because I didn't know if I were to replace this character, would I need to pick somebody that's like attractive, or is it just kind of like weird looking?
Yeah, but he's the cool guy in school. Everybody likes him, so he's got to be attractive.
Okay, so I got to pick the cool guy in school. I don't know. I don't know who's that cool guy in movies right now. I guess the only guy I can think of is Zac Efron. Channing Tatum's too old.
But then again, this cast is already like 40 year olds.
Yeah.
So
true. I like Zac Efron in the role. I think he would do a good job.
Yeah, I think he could definitely kill it.
What about Sandy? I pictured Anna Kendrick.
I was just thinking that, for real. But then I thought, I don't know. And then I thought, maybe. And then I thought,
yeah.
Not sure. Then I thought, let's see what he says. And then you said Anna Kendrick. And then I thought, yeah.
And I would throw in Emma Stone as Rizzo. That's my pick. Because I could see her kind of being the little bossy turd.
I guess. I think Rizzo is supposed to be more unpleasant.
Well, then who would you get?
Okay. I'm trying to think of somebody unpleasant. Who's somebody I don't like?
Seth Rogen.
Have I said that before?
Yeah.
He is just one stone away from being down the river.
What does that mean?
You know what it means. I think that I would put Katy Perry in the role okay. of Rizzo because she annoys me. And she's got short hair now.
It all makes sense now.
Yeah, she could definitely. She's got that Miley Cyrus vibe.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, Miley Cyrus could do it too.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd be cool with either of them.
There was some pop star that did it for the Grease Live version. Oh, Vanessa Hudgens played Rizzo in Grease Live.
Ooh.
Speaking of High School Musical.
Yeah, I kind of want to see that.
And Carly Rae Jepsen was Frenchie.
What? That's so interesting.
Yeah, she kind of looks like Frenchie too.
I need to watch it and then I can let you know.
Yeah, Grease Live was a very interesting thing. I just remember up until that point, NBC had done like Peter Pan and Sound of Music, and it all felt very self-contained, like they were on like a sound studio stage. It felt really old school. And then Fox came along with Grease Live. It was just filmed in a very interesting way. And I thought they really pulled off the live musical. I have some lyrics for you.
Oh, okay.
Would you like to tell me what song they're from?
I can definitely give it my best.
All right, well, I think we need to play a theme song first. Am I right, guys?
That sounds good to me. Hey, wait a second. I gotta know.
What song is that from? I'm going to give Elise some lyrics, and she gots to tell me.
She gots to tell you.
What song they're from? You've been really good at this lately.
Don't
let me down.
Don't ruin it. I mean, there's way more songs in this movie than I thought.
Really? I didn't think there were that many songs.
I mean, look at the list.
Oh, I'm looking.
There's a lot of songs.
Okay, well, let's see how good you do. Here is your first lyric.
I'm scared.
Now I've called the shot, get off the pot.
Oh, come on.
What?
Really? Are you serious?
Yeah, it's not that hard.
Yeah, it is.
Now I've called the shot, get off the pot. I can't sing it, but I could probably give you a clue.
Okay, I'll take a clue.
It is a man singing to a woman.
Oh, boy.
Take a guess.
Let's go with We Go Together.
Bonk. You missed your first one.
I knew it was wrong. I tried.
The correct answer is Beauty School Dropout. He's basically encouraging her to just like get off the pot.
I'm going to be honest. I think that was where I zoned out.
I like this song. I just feel like, what's it doing in this musical?
That's what I'm saying. I mean, it's like...
Agree to agree.
Agrees to agrees.
Gosh. So you missed the first one. So you've got
I know.
0 out of 1 so far.
Okay, great.
Here's your second set of lyrics.
Okay.
You better prove that my faith is justified.
Oh, these are so hard.
You better prove that my faith is justified.
What does that even mean?
I mean, I didn't write it. I'm just reciting it. I'm grease-citing it.
Oh, no. Okay. That one hit me hard. Okay. I'm going to go with Grease Lightning.
I'm going to say no. You're wrong.
All right, what is it?
That's from You're the One That I Want.
Oh, that's my favorite one.
I know. Let's go with the third set of lyrics, because okay. I don't want to make this harder for you than it already is. Okay. I know you're just feeling real upset about your answers.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to dwell on how bad you're doing right now, so we'll just move on.
Okay, I'm ready.
Third set of lyrics. Just keep your cool, now you're starting to drool.
Oh, I remember this. Can you sing it?
Just keep your cool, now you're starting to drool.
Summer Nights.
Nope. Wow, thought you had it.
That's definitely, it sounded like that.
No, it's Look at Me, I'm Sandra D. Just keep you cool, now you're starting to drool.
Man. 0 out of 3.
0 out of 3. That's not bad, though. Let's just say you've done better.
I have. A lot better.
Okay, fourth lyric.
How many are there?
There's 5. Oh, there's boy. Always 5.
Okay. Sorry I asked.
That's okay. I know that you normally play this game, and so you just get caught up in the moment, you know? You don't think about numbers, things like getting answers right.
Yeah, I'm usually too busy getting them all right.
That's true. You're having an off day.
Well,
Greece is not the word for you.
It's not. I mean, I've only seen it probably at the most 3 times. All right, hit me.
How about I just tell you the lyric?
Okay.
Somehow, some way, our two worlds will be one.
Somehow, some way, our two worlds will become one.
Will be one.
Will be one.
Obi-Wan.
Obi-Wan?
Obi-Wan Kenicki.
Oh, I'm afraid to say anything.
I don't know why you would be at this point.
Okay. I mean, I'm going to just guess Hopelessly Devoted to you.
Mm-mm. Seriously.
Man.
Wrong.
What is
again.
It?
Again. Alone at the Drive-In.
All right. Hit me with that last one so I can get 0 out of 0.
I'm excited. I don't know. You might get this one. All right. You ready?
Mm-mm.
Took Her Bowling in the Arcade.
Oh, I know what that is. That's Summer Nights.
Oh.
Thank goodness I got one right.
I'm so proud of you.
Well, not really.
I mean, just for that one. For the whole thing, absolutely disappointed. But just for that round, good job.
Yeah, I remember that part. You know what I mean.
Summer days. Oh, well, let's move on.
Nice.
Thank you. I do want to talk about one thing. There's a lot of dancing in the later half of this movie.
Okay.
What did you think about that? Did you enjoy the whole American Bandstand at the school dancing competition thing?
I think it would have been a good opportunity for it to be better.
Explain. Gonna have to.
It was just kind of all over the place. And then we had this, you know, like the third time that Sandy like broke up with him because...
Yeah, they split up a lot in this movie.
Yeah, they really did. It was just constant, you know, on-off. Because of that one girl.
Yeah, what was her name? Partner. Cha-Cha?
Cha-Cha. She should have done the Cha-Cha slide. But also, I didn't think the dancing was that impressive.
I think this was probably a scene they added on the heels of the success of Saturday Night Fever with John Travolta. Mm-hmm. So they were like, we need to get our main character to dance. That would be a good thing to do. Honestly, unless it's like astounding, I'm not interested in dancing scenes typically anyways.
But you said that you liked it in Summer Nights with, you know, the choreographed on the bleachers and the girls and all that stuff.
Yeah, but that was part of a song. I mean, like, strictly dance numbers.
Oh.
Like, if dancing happens during a song, fine, whatever. But when they're like, and now it's time to dance, I'm like, something exciting better happen.
Why don't you like watching dancing?
No, it's not that. It has to be
good
like
dancing.
It has to be like earth shattering. Like 7 Brides for 7 Brothers has that dance scene that goes on for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, yes. I'm just not thrilled about the plot of this movie. Let's rate it since
that's
we're already
the,
on the verge of that.
The thing. Yeah. Okay.
So musically, I think there's a lot of great songs in this. And I feel like this was successful because of the soundtrack. Like, I feel like a lot of people really connected to the music. I think a lot of the humor was funny and maybe a little edgy at the time. So I'm going to give it a, I'll give it a 7. Just okay. Like the hickeys for Rizzo.
Oh, I already forgot. I had to bring it back up. My turn?
Tell me what you'd rate it.
Tell me more, tell me more. So here's the thing, and we haven't talked about this in a hot minute, but It really has stood the test of time. It's something we used to say a lot.
Yeah.
I feel like we haven't said it recently. But I feel like that definitely says something. I don't know what it says, but it says something. People really like this movie for, I guess, lots of reasons. I think a lot of the music is good, so I agree with you there. I'll give it that. I think the plot doesn't know what it's doing, which maybe it's just kind of one of those whatever, kick up your heels, have a good time type of plot.
Yeah, I think a lot of people that still like really indulge in this movie probably relate to the characters and the personalities. They're like, I want to be Rizzo, or I want to be Frenchie, or I'm kind of like Danny, or, you know. And I just, like, I don't connect with those characters, so maybe that's why it just kind of falls on deaf ears for me.
I don't think anybody should want to be like anybody in this movie.
So what would you rate it?
So I'm going to give it a 7.
Okay. Just like the hickeys.
7s all around.
Well, that was fun. We did it. We did a Grease episode.
We sure did.
Now we got to do Grease 2, I guess.
Oh, eventually. Boy. I don't know if anyone's seen that.
No, there are so many musicals we should do before we ever get to Grease 2.
That's going to be like a plan Z.
So there it is. Guys, straight from our mouths to your ears, that's what we feel about Grease. If you have differing opinions, let us know.
Tell us more. Tell us more. What did you think of this
movie? What I'm trying to say is you can send us messages on Twitter. Follow us at WRLM Podcast or on Instagram at We Really Like Musicals. Let us know what you think, and also follow us so you can join in with our alternate title games. And next week, we are doing Les Mis. So we have a couple of guests that episode. Really looking forward to it. I hope that episode turns out well. And let us know what your alternate titles are for Les Mis.
I just want to apologize for
what?
For my lack of music lyric knowledge. And
you should be real sorry.
I am. I really am. I'm very sorry about that. And I hope to do better next time.
Hey, it's okay. I think we all want you to do better next time. It makes for better podcasts.
Is it painful to listen to me get every single one wrong?
Yeah, we were all cheering for you, pulling for you, and you just completely you let us down hard.
You were all rooting for me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so sorry. I mean, I'm trying to apologize, and you're just stacking it on.
You don't
making it worse.
I feel like you were joke apologizing, but now you're like sincerely apologizing, and you don't have to. So let's just move on.
I mean, I was joke apologizing, but now I'm like just more joke apologizing.
Okay.
And just saying I'm going to try harder.
Well, if you joke apologize, listen, I'm going to joke forgive you. Okay?
I'm going to joke not accept it.
All right. Well, guys, that's been this episode of We Really Like Musicals, and we have opinions about them, so we made this podcast to tell you our opinions about them, parentheses, the musicals. I'm James, and
I'm Elise.
And we're flying away in a car right now.
Goodbye! Rama lama lama kadinga da dinga dong shaboop shawada wada yippity boom de boom chain chain chiggity chain shoo wop dip da dip da dip. Doo-wop-da doo-wee-doo, boogity-boogity-boogity-boogity, shoo-wee-doo-wop, shee-wop, sha-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na, yippity-dip-dee-doom, wop-bop-a-loom-up, away-um-bop-bam-boom.
Musicals, jazz.